addressing the land development portion, the land use items. And I'll just ask April to verify that we are in compliance with open meetings laws, that we've been published as required by law.
Yes, we do have the certificate or affidavit of publication, and it was published in...
I can read it, April, I have it.
Okay.
It was published on May 27th and June 1st in the Kenosha News.
Okay, great, thank you. All right. Supervisors Nudo, Rodriguez, and Gashke are here, and both of our youth and governance participants, Brooke Smith and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, how do you say your last name?
Bellatini.
Bellatini, okay, very good, thank you. Good to have both of you ladies here with us. All right, as you may have heard, we have several items that I'm going to be entertaining a motion to table. The reason being, they simply were not addressed by the local municipality, and therefore there's nothing for us to do tonight. So that being said, I'll entertain a motion that we table agenda items number 6, 7, and 8.
So just need to retable those two, 6 and 7.
Just 6 and 7, thank you. All right, so motion has been made to table to be taken up at our next meeting by Supervisor Nudo. I'll second that. Supervisor Gashke. Any discussion? Any discussion? All right, hearing none. Youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye. Of tabling these agenda items to be taken up in the future.
Aye.
All right, any nays? All right, supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay? All right, so agenda items 6 and 7 are tabled until next meeting, assuming that the town of Paris has taken them up and we have something to act on. Okay, so that leads us to agenda item number 8, and this is while we will be tabling.
Will remain tabled.
Will remain tabled, yeah. And so it's on our agenda. We don't need to retable it since it's already on the table, but it is on our agenda. It'll come up on our agenda again in the future after the local municipality takes action on that. Okay, that leads us to agenda item number 9. Number 9 and 10 are the appointments of John O'Day to the Land Information Council and Barbara Ford to the County Zoning Board of Adjustments. We could take these up together if the committee sees fit to do so. I'll entertain a motion if you want to bundle these together that we approve these appointments. I'll make the motion that we consider the approval of agenda item 9 and 10 for the point of discussion. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. So it's been moved by Gashke, seconded by Rodriguez, that we consider the appointments of John O'Day and Barbara Ford to their respective commissions. Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion along these lines?
I would just add, being on the Land Information Council, that John O'Day is a valuable asset on there with his many years in real estate on the committee, and he's able to share that perspective as well as being on the county board. And then Barbara Ford for the Board of Adjustments, she has served multiple terms on the Board of Adjustments and is a valuable asset there, and we would, from my perspective, I would recommend both to be reappointed.
Thank you, Andy, that's helpful. And yeah, these are both reappointments. Both of these individuals have served well in these roles, and so these would be reappointments to these positions. Okay, any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Nudo and then Supervisor Rodriguez.
I'm going to be voting against both of these appointments. Nothing against the people being appointed, but as probably most of you guys know, I made a statement that I will vote against any appointment by the county executive, and I've been doing so for the last year and a half now, and I will keep on doing this for another probably 10 months. So there is no reporting.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Rodriguez?
I'd like to amend my motion and only second the approval of number 9, I have concerns with Ms. Ford missing nearly half of all her meetings. I get they were excused, but I think missing half of the meetings you're signing up to be on a commission for or committee for, I think you could find a better choice to fill that role.
My comment on that is there were health reasons that were longstanding, that period has passed, but there were legitimate health reasons that we were aware of, and she attended as many as she could based upon those conditions.
Okay. Disregard the motion, my amended motion then.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, Supervisor Beth. We're on agenda items 9 and 10, the reappointments of John O'Day and Barbara Ford to their respective commissions. The motion's been made and seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. And is there any further discussion? Any further discussion? Okay, so then the motion before us is to vote to reappoint John O'Day and reappoint Barbara Ford to their respective committees, the County Land Information Council, the County Zoning Board of Adjustments. All in favor of reappointing these individuals to their committees, agenda items 9 and 10 are Youth and Governance, please say aye.
Aye. Oh, sorry.
All right, supervisors?
Aye.
All right. You're young, Zach, but not that.
Not anymore.
All right. The motion carries.
And,
thank you, yes. Since you had stated it earlier, I forgot to mention. Yes, make sure the record shows for Supervisor Nudo's sake that he is voting against those two appointments. Thank you.
Did Supervisor Buff vote? Also, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, that leads us to the approval from the minutes of Wednesday, May 12th.
I'll move the May 12th minutes.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? This is simply that we approve the minutes from last month's meeting to officially approve them into the record. Okay, if there's no discussion, then all in favor, Youth and Governance, please say aye. Okay, supervisors, any nays, Youth and Governance? Okay. Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed to approving the minutes? Okay. No noes. Okay, that brings us to number 12, citizens' comments. And it looks like we are talking to an empty room tonight. But I do need to officially ask, is there anybody here tonight who has any citizens' comments? Anybody here from the public that would like to speak? Anybody at all? All right. Hearing none, seeing none, we will move to number 13. Any other business as allowed by law? Andy, typically you have some updates, but if there's any other business as allowed by law, it can be taken up at this point.
Yes, thank you. So we have the tabled items from tonight being moved to next month, which we believe will move forward. And then we have some additional items, I believe four?
I think it's a total of six.
Six total?
Comp plan rezone and a certified survey for two different.
Correct, six. So it'd be six plus these items. So it'll be a full agenda for next month, July.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Andy. Any other items as approved by law? Yes, Supervisor.
I just have a question for the chair to Andy. Has Country Thunder been approved fully?
Yes.
By us and judiciary law?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I've got. Thank you.
And I was at that judiciary law committee meeting as well, just to be on hand if there are any questions, you know, to represent our committee. And Dr. Freiheit was there. She shared her perspective, you know, as the health department director, and she also gave an update on her contact and communication and any efforts that Country Thunder was taking to, you know, to be safe and appropriate.
And are they doing a tour this year?
Yes. If there is any interest by the committee members, please let me know. And so you're interested. And if there's any others that are interested, we'll set up a time to meet out there. We as staff do go out and do a normal tour, and we can set you up at that same time or at a different time that's more convenient. So right now we have Dan, Supervisor Gatke, Supervisor Rodriguez, is any other committee members?
I want to go.
Okay, so full committee, and I guess we'll check with Supervisor Maurer. I saw some heads out, are you in governance? We could set that up, because they'll need to, we worked it out with the Sheriff's Department, and they need to have enough vehicles for us to go around the site. So I'll work that out, knowing that. That's the mid to end of July.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Beth, yes.
Okay. On this, we have this memo that came in our email about the Sands recycling thing in Brighton. What is this that we had gotten on that? Are you aware of it, that they haven't got permission or something?
Are you referring to Adam Sand and Gravel? Oh, right, yeah. So I am familiar with that. I'm not exactly familiar with the email you received as supervisors, but...
We're just CC'd in on what they sent to the executive's office.
Oh, okay, yes. And so we've been fully involved in that. The Corporation Council's involved. And we're actually out on inspection on the site next Wednesday. So we're fully on that subject with the DNR coming down to inspect with us.
Exactly where in Brighton is this?
It is, I think what road that is. It is Troy Glen Estates, if you're familiar where that is. It's tucked behind Troy Glen Estates, way on the southwest corner of Brighton.
Okay. It's past B, though.
Yes.
Okay. Near Breezy Hill Nursery, that area?
It would be
still
north
west
of that.
North of that. Okay.
West and north.
Okay. And then the other letter we got from your department this week concerning the place in Paris, with, and I looked at the map and read everything, but... this pole building was built before the house. What is this conflict here?
So the property owner is built there. Which property are you referring to?
It's on A and 7B.
Anderson?
I think it was Anderson, yes.
Yes, so they are applying for a variance that is being held next Thursday in regards to the building being built in front of the residence, where the requirement is for it to be built at the front of the residence or behind.
Okay.
By ordinance.
By ordinance. But it looked like there was enough land from the map for it not to cause a problem.
It's many acres of property. Okay. So that person is going to have to prove hardship before the Board of Adjustments Committee.
Okay, I was just wondering. Thank you.
Okay, any other... business as allowed by law from the committee. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. All in favor, youth and governance?
Aye.
Any nays? Supervisors, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are officially adjourned. Good luck to your grandson. Yeah. All right, thank you. Thank you to you.